The mammal survey took 5 years and 1,700 experts in 130 countries to complete. The results are just being published in the journal Science. Jan Skipper of Conservation International is a lead author. He says the assessment paints a bleak picture.
And it was, in fact, quite surprising to find out that, in fact, 25% of all mammals to which we currently have sufficient information are threatened with extinction, meaning that they are either critically endangered, endangered, or vulnerable.
Skipper says hotbeds for extinctions are in Southeast Asia, Africa, Central and South America, and it's largely driven by consumers. For example, if we demand bananas in the middle of winter, it drives growers to cut down native forests for banana plantations. But without those native forests, many mammals are left without a place to live. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.